After many years of teaching at Skidmore College in upstate New York, Russian short story writer Tatiana Tolstaya moved back to Moscow and published her first novel, a book she had been working on for more than a dozen years. It's called The Slinks, and it has just appeared here in an English-language translation by Jamie Gambrell. Alan Chuse has a review.
Tatiana Tolstaya may be the great-grandniece of Russia's great realist Leo Tolstoy, but The Slinks, with its comical, tragical, post-nuclear Holocaust setting, is a satirical blast, a linguistically inventive glimpse of a future nobody wants ever to see. Tolstaya's Moscow lies in ruins in the wake of a horrific explosion some 200 years before, with its citizens living mainly on mice and a few vegetables, and most of the inhabitants suffering from various sorts of radiation-induced genetic ills. Some have gills, some have coxcombs growing from their heads. The main character, an average guy named Benedict, has a tail, which his obliging father-in-law-to-be chops off late in the novel, and his wife-to-be, the otherwise attractive Olenka, has claws. A tyrannical bibliophile runs the city when the novel opens, hoarding all the copies of the great old books he can get his paws on, and parceling out quotations from poets such as Pushkin and Bloch and Pasternak as though they're his own words. And in the deep woods lurks the mythologically compelling Slinx, a delicious amorphous metaphor for all that's destructive in the human heart and soul. The book, too, is a bit amorphous, and maybe somewhat too meandering, and at the same time a little too deep for easy pleasure. Part novel of ideas, part slapstick, part midwinter night's dream of a Russia blown far off course from the realistic path. But it sends its creator, Tatiana Tolstaya, right up to the pinnacle of contemporary Russian fiction.
The book is The Slinks by Tatiana Tolstaya. Our reviewer, Alan Chuse, teaches writing at George Mason University in Virginia.